It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to today's Outdoor Show here on KETR. We've been bringing this show to you about 8 years every week, and I enjoy bringing it to you today as much as the day that I began. I usually have a guest. Sometimes I'll solo with you and share some information that I've learned or some knowledge or whatever, but Chuck Roy is going to be our guest today. He is our guest today. Now, Chuck is the editor of the Community Chronicle, which is an absolutely awesome newspaper. And if you don't know about the Community Chronicle, you will before we get through talking with Chuck. And we're also going to talk about some other things. The upcoming catfish tournament, the Yannis Catfish Classic at Lake Fork, and an event that we've talked about in the past and we talk about frequently, but it's the Patriot Sporting Challenge this October down at Lake Fork. So let's see if we have Mr. Chuck standing by. Are you with us, Chuck?
Luke, I am right here for you.
Thank you, sir, man. We've got a lot of information to cover here in 15 minutes, but the Community Chronicle, I want everybody to know about it, and I want you to connect them how to learn more about the Community Chronicle. What I like it, I'm a big reader, and my wife absolutely loves it, too. It's not a publication to go to see what Putin did yesterday. You know, it's really not. But it's relevant, local information. It's about the best way I could describe it, Chuck.
It's a unique publication, Luke. We started something that we really, quite frankly, had no design, no thought process, other than just being a public service to our local community. Hyper-local journalism is alive and well. Community newspapers are thriving where there is such a need for focus on what's going on with our locals. So our newspaper focuses on things that are important to us. It follows our pattern of God, of country, of family. It talks about our veterans. It talks about our senior citizens, our churches, our schools, our benevolent and philanthropic organizations here in the Wood County, Lake Fork area. It's unique. It's been very well received. We're growing at just almost a vertical rate. We could not be happier to supply this to our constituents.
Well, it's an awesome it is awesome publication, and the writing in it is very good. I mean, I enjoy whether it's a story about lures or whatever. I mean, it's some you found some really good talent up there to write about it. So for a person that hasn't read the Community Chronicle, Chuck, how do they learn more about it or, you know, find it? Try to hook people up with it. That's what I want to do.
The quickest, easiest way, Luke, is to hit Facebook. We are the Community Chronicle. There'll be some excerpts from our writers. We have 58 writers for us. Most major news staffs are cut back down to maybe 50, maybe 60 people, where there used to be hundreds of talented writers and journalists.
True. Okay.
So the local newspapers may have half a dozen.
Yep. The
writers.
You bet. The Community Chronicle, folks, on Facebook. Just go to The Community Chronicle and like that. And Chuck and team will keep you tuned in. I do an outdoor column for the Community Chronicle. And I enjoy it a lot, Chuck. It's kind of home. I get to hit home with a lot of stuff that's happening around Northeast Texas. So it's
right.
A good. Now, there's so much terrain that we can cover in our little show today. The Patriot Sporting Challenge. Now, you were on not too long, a couple of months, 6 weeks, maybe 2 months ago, and you'd mentioned the Patriot Sporting Challenge. Now, that comes up it's at Lake Fork, October the 6th and 7th of this coming fall. And it's an awesome event. This is the second year for it. I know that. I know the first year, the event made $100,000. You presented the Folds of Honor a check for $100,000. So
we did.
It'll be that good or better this year, I bet you.
Luke, the Patriot Sporting Challenge was phenomenal. How do you say home run, at the top of your lungs? We presented a unique event. We brought together some of our indigenous resources. The infrastructure surrounding Lake Fort gave us the opportunity to put together a trilogy tournament where a four-man team gets to participate in shooting, in fishing, and golf. All three of them in a competition where we crowned a champion. We gave away significant amount of money and prizes. But more importantly, the winning team got to put their thumbprint on a scholarship, actually $100,000 worth of scholarships for a pure and noble cause of the Folds of Honor. We could not have been more honored or more pleased last year for what we did. So we're going to do it again this year. It is as we always go, as we learn and as we do and as we evolve, we get better and better. We are already, I think we're at 35, 36 teams of our maximum capacity of 60. We certainly feel that we'll sell out here fairly quickly. It's a very unique event. It's not done anywhere nationally, and only some place as unique as Lake Fort could support this kind of endeavor. We're excited about this.
It's something to be excited about, something good to be excited about. Again, to put people in contact with you or, is there a website or is it better for people just to call? If someone that might want to be involved in this, how would they learn more about it?
Well, we just mentioned that the window to almost everything that we do in this area is through the Community Chronicle.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You look us up on Community Chronicle, see what's going on, give us a call, send us an email. We've got a very robust Patriot Sporting Challenge executive board. Any one of them are available to answer any questions you have, to show you how serious we are in believing that our little slice of Northeast Texas comes very close to what our founding fathers had in mind when they signed that declaration all those years ago. It is, quite frankly, all about God, country, and family. And you'll feel it, you'll see it, you'll hear it, you'll taste it. Check us out. I think there's something very special for you.
You bet. And the teams that are going to be competing, I mean, this is fun stuff. I mean, it's a great cause, but it also is some fun stuff. You know, shooting. Now, I'm not a golfer. Oh, Larry Wysoon, who does a show with me on, commercial radio each week, has been doing it a long time together. He says the only time he's ever been on a golf course is when his dad's coonhound ran a coon across one back. It's almost that bad with me. I'm not a golfer, but I love to fish. Not a great fisherman, but you don't have to be. You know, I enjoy fishing and shooting. I like to shoot. So it's a fun event too, isn't it, really, you know?
It truly is. And because you are a member of a four-man team, does not mean that you need to be skilled at any one of the three events. As a matter of fact, a single person does not compete in every one of those three events. A four-man team, two people fish, two people play golf, and another combination fish. It is our favorite, our three most favorite endeavors, our sports, or our local people. They enjoy that. If you don't fish, shoot, or hunt, my goodness, you might as well be living in New York City.
I'm with you. Now, we've got about four more minutes, I guess, to talk. The Yantis Catfish Classic is May the 5th and 6th. you know, I want to tell everybody I'm going to be there. I'm going to fish in that, in the tournament.
No way. Don't sell yourself short. Not only will you be a participant, I heard the other day that our mayor has selected you as our Grand Marshal.
I'm going to be the Grand Marshal, and I shall learn more about the duties of a Grand Marshal as I go along, Chuck. But,
oh,
yeah.
Well, you've got a catfish. You got to fish for catfish.
Got to do
tuxedo.
It. I can
I
do that.
You knew that.
I can do that. I can
okay,
catch.
I'm sure you'll make it look good.
Oh, well, I'm going to have a good time. You can bet on that. But, yeah, May the 5th and 6th at the Minnebucket. And
right.
Jerry Miller, the mayor of Yandis, was telling me that they will. You can sign up even the Friday evening before if you need to.
That's
there
correct.
At the Minnebucket. So if not, just I'd say what, Chuck? Just call the Minnebucket, or that's a, there's a lot of businesses around, but that's one that I know. That's where the event will be held, right?
That's correct. And, again, you can go through that open window that is the Community Chronicle.
Yeah, the Community Chronicle. We got to make sure all of our listeners here, folks, do that. The Community Chronicle on Facebook, like it, and you're going to be tied into a lot of stuff up in Northeast Texas. I bet a lot of you already do follow the Community Chronicle. One other thing, Chuck, we've got the DPS Troopers Tournament. I believe that is May the 12th, and it headquarters at Lake Fork Marina, right?
That is correct. This is a very busy time for us, having the first ever Department of Public Safety State Troopers Tournament. These guys came to us with the Chronicle a couple of months ago and kind of shared their ideas. We have been fortunate enough to, with your help, spread the word a little bit more. Where they had originally expected a 50 to maybe 75 boat participation field for their inaugural event, I think they're probably going to get three or four times that much, that many people.
That is awesome.
It's another one of those, like we do with the Folds of Honor. It's a pure and noble cause. These guys are just like you and I. They could be your neighbors. They could be your family. And they, by choice, do what they do to help everybody out. Come on, man. This is what we should be supporting.
I'm with you. Actually, Michael Sparks, Michael's the sergeant of DPS, but I have him on the commercial stations. Folks, you can go and listen to Michael, catfishradio.org. And Michael tells a whole lot about the tournament. He's really interesting to listen to also. He's on some of the, all the commercial stations. You know, Chuck, we got to get you on more often, buddy. You're kind of like the pulse of Northeast Texas through the Community Chronicle. You know, you really are. I mean, you guys, you're on top of it. And I think all the community needs a source like that. It's needed where people can go, and kind of a clearinghouse, if you will, for what's going on. And man, with this Community Chronicle, you can also be entertained and, you know, reading the articles. So, you know, hats off to you, man.
Well, we appreciated it. It was a job for a month, and from that point forward, it's become a ministry.
It's fun for you. We are out of time, Chuck. Will you get back, say, in a few weeks or a month, and let's recap everything? We want to talk more about the Sporting Challenge, the Patriot Sporting Challenge, as we go along, but I'd love to get you back in the near future.
At your convenience, Luke, I'm always here.
Folks, this is Luke Clayton, and thank you so much for tuning in to today's show. Remember, you can listen to the archive of our shows at ketr.org. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Tex Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Darton Archery, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, Pyramid Air, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT, and Catfish Bubblegum.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.